This morning, I would like to speak from Matthew 11. Matthew 11, verses 25 to 30. It's a fairly familiar verses here. I'm sure you've memorized. Some of you may have even memorized these verses, but it's a great reminder for us, and a great assurance of what Jesus has done. And starting at verse 25 of chapter 11 of Matthew. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent, and have revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father. Nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The key verse to this section is verse 28, where we see where Jesus says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. What is Jesus speaking of when he says rest? Rest from what? Rest from work? From the toil of working for a living? In the Old Testament, God promises Israel rest. He gives Israel rest on the Sabbath. For 6 days you shall labor, and on the seventh day you shall rest. Moses led Israel through the wilderness for 40 years, searching for this rest. In verse 28, Jesus says that he will give you rest. And in verse 29, it says, you will find rest. I believe Jesus is speaking of salvational rest. That once we believe upon him, we are promised his rest. For his rest, we are promised his salvation. And so these six verses, Jesus is showing us how to receive his salvation, how to receive his rest. It is the salvation message, and what a wonderful message it is to all of those who have come to the end of themselves, who have gone and searched every way, has labored with a huge load, unbearable load of sin, and have found no relief, and can do absolutely nothing. Like the prodigal son, who in his pride has spent all his resources searching out pleasure, searching out pleasing the eye and his flesh, only to realize that he has become like a pig wallowing in filth, and has nothing in his life to show for, and realizes his destitute state. With all his pride gone, and only left in his humility, comes back to the Father with nothing. Verse 25 starts as and says, at that time Jesus answered and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent, and have revealed them to babes. What has God hidden from the wise and prudent? He has hidden the kingdom of God. Turn with me over to Matthew 18, starting verse 2. Then Jesus called a little child to him and set him in the midst of them and said, assuredly, I say to you, unless you are converted and become as a little child, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as a little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. See, Jesus wasn't saying that the kingdom is hidden from the intelligent, but is speaking to the proud and arrogant man who says, I can find my own way to God. Only to find out that it is hidden to him because he has no need. Not until he comes to the end of himself, realizing he can do nothing but cry out to God like a little baby. Just as a baby is totally dependent upon its mother, so we must be totally dependent upon Jesus. There are many that say, you just need Jesus and your life will be great. Like we can add Jesus to our lives to enhance it in some way. No, Jesus reveals himself to the poor in spirit, to those who mourn, to the meek, to those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. In Isaiah 61:1, it prophesies of Jesus' ministry, saying, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prisons to those who are bound. Are you willing to humble yourself before God? 1 Peter 5:6 says, therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Verse 26 of Matthew 11 says, even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. It pleased the Father that the Son is revealed to the humble. And in verse 27, it speaks of the revelation of Jesus. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son. And the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him. To have salvation, we have to know who Jesus is. And how do we know him? Here in this verse, we see that Jesus is God, and that all things have been given to him, to Jesus, from the Father. The earth, the people, the animals, everything. The entire universe has been given to Jesus. And we read that no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him. Who does Jesus reveal himself to? We know it's not the proud. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, starting at 18. Verse 18. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to those who are being saved it is the power of God, for it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. Now let's jump down to verse 26. For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things that which are mighty, and the base things of the world and the things which are despised by God has chosen. Despised God has chosen. And the things which are not to bring to nothing the things that are. That no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who become for us wisdom from God, and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. We cannot say that we searched out God, but it is God who reaches out to us through his Son, that he might have all the glory. Yes, we need humility on our part, but it is the sovereign work of God through the Son. The sovereign revelation of God is met with these sweet words from our Savior in verse 28, where he says, "Come to me, all you who are elect." No. It says, "No, who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." In John 6:37, Jesus says, "All that the Father gives to me will come to me." But what are the next words? He says, "And the one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out." Jesus gives an open invitation. But what is it that makes us to come to him? It is not our wisdom or our strength, for they are a hindrance, but it is our desperation in carrying, laboring with this burden of sin. This is what brings us to Christ. It is the burden of laboring around our sin, carrying it wherever we go, and it is always on our shoulders. It's a weight that is unbearable, where we are working hard but do not find rest. Jesus, speaking to the scribes and Pharisees in Matthew 23, says, "For they," speaking to the scribes and Pharisees, "bind heavy burdens, hard to bear, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers." These men that taught the law added new laws that weren't part of God's law, which was adding to the burden and increasing their work, a work that was impossible to follow on their own. You will never be good enough on your own works. You will only heap larger load on yourself. But Jesus comes alongside the one bearing the impossible load, and when he has run out of gas and can go no further, and he can take not even one more step, Jesus says, "Come to me, and I will give you rest." We need to repent, to turn from this sin load that we have been that we have been bearing, and turn to Jesus, for he will ease the burden and give you rest. And he will give you salvation. Repent. Turn around from your sin. Where are we to turn? We have to come to the end of our rope. We are to turn to Jesus. This is faith. We take that faith that was empty, and that did not have any power when we walked in our own strength, trying to fulfill the law with our works, and we place it upon Jesus, because he has called us to repent and to turn to him. When Jesus says, "Come unto me," he is saying, "Believe in me." In John 6:35, Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me never hungers, and he who believes in me shall never thirst." To come is to believe that Jesus is who he says he is, that he is God, God's only begotten, God in the flesh, that he came to save sinners, to take your sin and my sin and nail it to the cross. And we are to leave that burden with him. It is his to bear alone, that God would get all the glory. And he would die and 3 days later rise from the dead, never to die again, bringing new life for all who believe in him. If Jesus is not who he says he is, then we have no hope. But he is this sweet, humble servant of God, calling to you who are desperate to lighten your load. Turn from your sins and turn to Jesus. Verse 29 and 30 of Matthew, Jesus says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Jesus is saying to complete salvation, you must take that last step to submit to his leading, to learn from Jesus, to walk in his steps, to put on his yoke, for it is easy and his burden is light. 1 John 5:3 says, For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. You see, the law is a burden we cannot fulfill, its mandate. But Jesus wants you to submit to him. He will take the yoke of the law off and put a new yoke on you, one that is easy, because he is willing to bear the load. Not to say that we won't face trouble, but he is with you every step of the way. So why are you laboring this impossible load on your own? Throw away your pride. The invitation has been given. Come in humility, in your filthy, stinking rags. Come not in your strength, but as a child, and the sovereign God will reveal his truth. Repent from your wicked ways and turn to Jesus. Lay your sin at the feet of the cross, and he will lift you up and give you his strength through his Spirit, that you might walk in his ways. We have much to be thankful for in this country. How much more if you are a Christian today?